Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I'd like to welcome in our next guest, Ken Foote, former East Lansing athletics standout, going on to great things in the business world. CEO of First National Bank and a very, very strong local flavor there. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hello, Jack. Doing great.
Well, you've been out of town the last couple of days. You've been on a company retreat, right?
Yes. You know, myself and a couple others went up to Clare, Michigan, and I'll tell you, it is a terrific town. We stayed at the Doherty Hotel, but we were doing an awful lot of talking. We worked from first thing in the morning till late at night. We were there to get some work done and think about what we do and how we can do it better. But, it's a really very nice town up there.
All right. Before we get to Jeff, and that's what we both want to talk about most, yeah. I think, I do want to touch a little bit on the bank, how things are going. And a lot of people might know First National by a different name.
Well, they might. Been around for a long time. Started off as First National Bank of East Lansing way back when it started up in 1955. Okay. People like Mr. Brogan and Mr. Twitchell, that's how I know them, were some of the original founders. And then as time went on, that name changed to First National Bank of Michigan, and my dad was involved in it at that time.
Okay.
Eventually, we said, you know, no one's got the name First National Bank of America, and we do a fair amount of business outside, so we changed our name to that. Bank of America didn't think much of it, but after we got through it with them, that's our name. But we are indeed a locally owned group and been that way for 35 years.
So it's still First National Bank, but the fact it's gone from East Lansing to Michigan to America hasn't taken it out of the community.
No, it sure hasn't.
All right. No. Let's talk about another pillar of the community and someone that Trojans far and wide love to talk about, and that was your high school coach. And I want to tell you, for people who don't know, if you've never seen Jeff Smith coach, he's legendary on the football field, but he's one of the best track coaches I've ever seen, and he has the championships to prove it. What was it like playing for him, Ken?
Well, I'll tell you, Coach Smith, and you're absolutely right. If you get around some guys that have had the privilege to play for Coach Smith, one of the things that was so great about it is Coach Smith, he believed in having fun, but he thought it was a lot more fun to win than not, and he never let you be less than he thought you should be. He set high expectations, and he would treat you with the kind of respect that you didn't always feel like you might deserve as a young 15, 16, 17-year-old kid. But I'll tell you, he expected a lot, and his players knew that no one could outwork Coach Smith and his staff. When you think of Jack Piotr and Jack Bamford, Herb Gibbs,
right.
Del Tucker, those guys, boy, they was a very hardworking group. So he expected a lot out of us.
A lot of unsung heroes on that coaching staff, as you mentioned. And every time talk to Jeff Smith, he always makes sure to give those guys credit.
Yeah, he does, and it's and he's right to do that. Those guys were great mentors too. So
I told him you didn't pay him enough. You have to keep mentioning their name. That's what it is.
That's probably right. But I'll tell you, he had a great staff that was there, and you knew that they cared about the way you played and about the way you acted in school and the way you performed. That was a great group, and they were with them for such a long time. Coach Piotr the whole time, and Bamford and Gibbs, and boy, what a great group he had.
You see that with a lot of great staffs, Ken, on the collegiate level too, but not only the head coach, when they can keep continuity with their assistants, that's when you know you really have something. We're talking about the dedication of East Lansing High School's football field, much maligned surface actually of late.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous improvement. Trey Rogers has done great things over there. It's going to get nothing but better. It's going to be Jeff Smith Field at Lindsey Adams Stadium.
Yes.
And Jeff Smith was the grand marshal in the homecoming parade, and that started about 5:30. I'm guessing it just ended, and if it did, you think he had any coaching for the people along the way in the parade?
Well, Coach Smith always knew the best way to do it, but if it was out of his realm, he always let those that were better suited to take the lead. So I think he had some opinion on maybe the right way to do it, but he was probably in this deal. He was along for the ride.
How many former players are back for this special event tonight? Not to mention a terrific football game, East Lansing against undefeated Grand Ledge, and we know what that rivalry has been over the years.
Yeah, Grand Ledge, they are a terrific program. But I know Randy Kinder is back in town, and Paul Fagan was on his original team, his first quarterback ever. I'm sure Johnny Breslin's there, although I haven't seen Johnny and today, and Mike Froh and Brad Sharp and Craig Fedor. I think there's quite a good contingent from, at least from my era.
Yeah.
And
talk about the Foot dynasty. It seemed like you couldn't get rid of them. One left and the next one showed up.
Well, one of the funnest things for me, and some guys had this, like the Comstocks, Hod and Kurt and Frankie and Chris, who are next door neighbors, but one of the funnest things for me was playing with my brother Dave. It was really a lot of fun and thrilling. And my brother Fred played on his senior year, but my brother Steve played several years. So there was a span through there from about 72 to 78 where we were on the roster, at the very least. So,
All right. Give me your favorite Jeff Smith story.
Well, you know, probably my favorite, or at least one of my favorites, when I was a sophomore, we were in the preseason, and I remember hearing a story that this was Coach Smith's second year, and during the first year, someone had violated one of Coach Smith's rules, which is a level of respect to the coaches, and had referred to him as Coach Smitty. And I said, "Well, what happened?" And he said, "Well, you don't want to know what happened." I said, "No, I want to know." "No, you don't want to know." So to this day, I don't know what happened, but someone broke a rule and was kind of cocky and called him that way. So anyways, I'm in my sophomore year, and we're preseason, and I get picked up by Nick Curtis and John Breslin to get to practice, and we're late, and that was another rule. But I'm a sophomore. I'm with a couple seniors. So as we got in there, Coach Smith said, "You guys, you three, when we're done with wind sprints, you'll hang and run another five, unless, of course, you're offside, and then you'll run till you get five without going offside." So being a little cocky, I said, "Coach, really, the only reason I'm late is because Nick picked me up late. Okay, if he runs mine." And what I remember is Coach Smith didn't smile, and no one else in the room laughed, and he just said, "Let's get on the bus." So I'm sitting there thinking, ooh, this didn't go over very big, and one of the other guys said, "You are a nut." Anyways, we had a hard time getting through those five wind sprints. For some reason, we kept seeming to be caught offside, and we ran a lot of extra wind sprints that day.
I want to talk a little bit about something you learned from Jeff Smith that helped you in the business world. I'm sure lessons every day that you would apply, but something about East Lansing football that would make a bank CEO.
Well, you know, there's probably two things, Jack, that I'd mention. I talked a little bit about the fact that Coach Smith was very dedicated, a very hard worker. His regard for his staff and his players and his expectations were unbelievable. But he had such high, high standards. So while I was there, I saw that and realized he had a great measure of his success was that. What I didn't see till later, and I don't know if this is going to sound hokey or not, but when I think of what made Coach Smith so successful, and one of the things that I learned is Coach Smith's secret, so to speak, is what made him really great, I think, was his wife, Charlene.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a woman that is raising two kids, gives her husband up to a bunch of high school boys for 30 years.
Right, right.
And she is just, you know, I've come to know her a little bit.
Right.
Very intelligent, but...
It usually is, Ken. I think you find that a lot with coaches who are very successful. It's a family affair. And the East Lansing football family will be out in force tonight. Ken Foote, CEO, First National Bank of America. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
Yeah, thanks, Jack.